Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My man, how are you?
Coach.
You're a man of your word. Said you get back to playoffs, we're going to talk again. I said, okay.
Recording in progress.
This makes me so happy that when, you know, you build relationships with people and you say, hey, I can't wait until you guys are back in the playoffs and we can talk again. And here we are with Brock Svack. They're back in the playoffs. They won their first playoff game, and he's nice enough to be back on the podcast. Congratulations. I appreciate you being back on the pod.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's also, I love talking to you.
Yeah, I feel
you're fun to talk to, by the way.
I feel awesome. The same way. I want to start with something that you did that I don't think a lot of people would ever do, and that's give away a home game. And for the people who don't know, Illinois State played in the FCS playoffs last week. They were the higher seed against Southeast Missouri, and yet they played on the road. And that's because you decided that the Illinois State playoffs years ago, you decided that it's more important. Why did you make that decision to potentially give away home games? Because you guys are always a pretty good team.
I just felt, being from, you know, I grew up in Rockford, so not far from where you're at right now. And when I was a kid playing high school football, this is where you wanted to end up at, you know, in on Thanksgiving weekend. It was here in Bloomington Normal, Illinois State, playing for a state title. When I came back, and I'm reaching right across the corner of my desk where my contract was, I signed it, and I looked at the AD. I said, is it true that the state championships aren't here anymore? And he goes, yeah, it is. I said, well, we got to change that. It took 14 years. It took a long time, and we had to wait for contracts to run out and make our pitch to the IHSA why they should have it here. And I just kept hearing I was cruising around the state from all the coaches say, Coach, we want to go back there. It just makes more sense, because you got to think about the fan base of East St. Louis, because they're in the playoffs every year. They're a really good team, and they had to drive all the way up to almost Chicago, which is almost 6 hours. And then you're not going to go home at night. You know, you got to find a hotel room, and there's not many in DeKalb. So you have to go up probably around the Chicagoland area, maybe out to Rockford, maybe. But I mean, now you're looking at $300-$400 a night, you know, and I don't know how people can afford that sometimes. I mean, and then the Chicago people, you know, it's easy for them. It's only a 2 hour drive at the most. And the Quad City is only a 2 hour drive. You can come over here and go home, you know, Champaign, wherever you're coming from, and get home. You can come here the same day if you choose and leave the same day, which is kind of nice. But some people want to stay, and we have a lot of hotels here in our town. Uptown Normal is beautiful. The Beltline around the Veterans Parkway is a really, really nice. A lot of, there's a couple really nice places to stay there as well. And it's just set up beautifully for the state championships. And I just felt it was a no-brainer. You know, they asked me like two or three times, you know, and they came through the final walkthrough, you know, with all the big shots, you know, from the IHSA, and the most of them are former football coaches or current football coaches or ADs. And they looked at me, now, Coach, you are going to leave, right? If you get a first-round game, you're going to go on the road. I said, absolutely. And we think that's worth it. And, you know, you can't pay for this kind of – you get 16 fan bases here in 8 classes that come down here or over here, or up here or whatever. And they might, you know, Lawrence, I don't know if the world really knows what's coming when it comes to enrollment in universities. It's going to plummet.
Yes, it is.
It's everywhere. And because of that, you can't pay for this kind of advertisement, you know. And who knows if there's a kid out there that, you know, it's going to be one of the smartest people in whatever they choose to go into. And they pick our university to go to. Mom, Dad said, well, this is a pretty nice place. This is close to home. This would be awesome. And they're here for a fun reason anyways. They're here for the state championship. And all they think about is, you know, the times they were here. And obviously our football program, athletics, we can put our foot forward, but it's, I think it's more important for the general student population, for the enrollment, that you can put an advertisement out there for the Bloomington Normal and the Illinois State logo, and maybe even Illinois Wesleyan right down the road.
Right.
You know, they might say, well, I would like to, I'm not quite, I would like to go to Illinois Wesleyan, smaller school. It's right down the road. I mean, so they can kind of get a feel for that, and the whole community, I think, is a win-win for us. So.
I think it's great. I really do. And I'm glad that the guys were able to go on the road, go to Cape Girardeau, handle business down there. How's Winkers Wright doing? I know that he left the game. How's he feeling?
He's doing good. Yeah, he was full go today, and he looked very impressive. I thought he looked fine. We had him in a black jersey. It's, no one can touch him. But I think he's feeling better every day. He was better yesterday, and did a lot more today. He did some more, a lot of teamwork, and so he had bodies around him. You know, no one hit him, but. That'll be the key. You know, can he stay away from a re-injury or whatever, irritation of the injury? But that room's pretty deep. Even though we lost our, you know, one of our, you know, a really good player, Mason King, in the first game against Iowa, we lost him for the season. But it's still a very good. You know, we have a kid from the suburbs up there named Matt Lawson, is doing a really nice job as a freshman. He's had a nice season, and we have Seth Glatz, who's from right down the street here in Morton, has done a nice job. And Cal Martini is a big back, and he's done a really good job. And so we got more guys that can spell Winkers, and so that'll help him, I think.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
I had to watch the Jake Anderson touchdown 3 times to figure out what happened on the play, because I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, wait, how did, because I'm following the camera on the first time, and I'm like, okay, right. Wait, I need to run that back because I didn't understand what happened. I love that play. I love that you have two big men on the line getting together to make a play like that and a 59-yard touchdown.
Unbelievable. It took him a while to get there, but he got a little tired at the end. But yeah, he almost lost the ball, but that was a huge play in the game. Obviously it really kind of swung things, and it was really kind of an explosion of turnovers right after that. You know, we went on a roll there. We were down by 7, we went 28 on unanswered there. And then we just had to hang on and win the game in the fourth quarter, which we did. What a great play that was. There were a lot of big plays in that sequence. About 10 minutes of football there was really, really impressive, explosive.
No, it was, and you're right. Your defense did a great job of turning Simo over in that game and getting points off turnover, like getting into the end zone with turnovers, yeah. Which is great. If you're, I know that every coach loves that, like not just getting the ball, getting the takeaway, but getting the takeaway and points. Like that's a recipe for winning at any level.
It is, and that's amazing you bring that up, because two things really dictate modern football right now. That's turnovers and then explosive plays, and that's kind of a combination of both, isn't it? So. And then we had a couple explosive plays offensively with Sapkowitz had a really nice catch and run, and then we had a really nice throw and catch by Xavier Lord. He was Lloyd. He was really, really impressive. And so those are explosive plays that you don't see every day, but good teams, if you're going to win a game, that's, you know, it's explosive plays and turnovers.
All right, so UC Davis, number 5, UC Davis is up this weekend. Yep. You guys got to go back on the road again. What are you expecting, and what are you hoping to see your team do?
Well, we're expecting to see a really good football team. Number one, you know, they've won 10 games in the regular season. They had a bye last week because the top 8 seeds get a bye, and they got a bye, so they should be well rested. They're big and physical up front. on defense, especially. They're very athletic offensive line. They have good athletes on offense everywhere. Receiver, the running back is one of the best. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Mason because he's about 6 foot, 215, but he can catch the ball. He's really a good receiver. And usually when you empty out the backfield and line up an empty no backs, but you put your back out way out wide, you don't really think about it much. But they're trying to get this guy the ball because he's such a good receiver, and he's good, really good in space. Quarterbacks, I think the player of the year in the league. He's a good athlete. That's, I guess, what's new for us. Seems like every weekend we play a really good quarterback this year, and last weekend was no different, and this weekend will be no different. This guy's a very good athlete. He can run. He's a 6'3", 215-pound kid. It looks like a safety type guy. I mean, he's really athletic. So very good player, and good up front. So, but I really like their defense. Their defense is really sound and physical, and so we're gonna have our hands full, no doubt.
Coach, something you said the last time we talked like really stuck with me, and I had asked you about other opportunities, and there have been opportunities for you at Power Five places to be coordinators, like all of this stuff that you could have, and you made this like beautiful commercial for Bloomington Normal when we were talking, which I thought was awesome. But the other thing that stuck to me is you saying, look, I could go to some Power 5 school and never have a chance to win a national championship. And at Illinois State, every year I know that I at least have a chance to win a national championship. And here you are a few games away from a national championship, but in the FCS playoffs again. What does it mean to you that after a little bit of a break, you guys are right back there, and all of those things, all of those dreams are available for your players and for your staff?
Well, I'm really proud of our staff and our support staff, everybody, like Mike Williams, Mike, and all those people have been here during my tenure here, and a lot of support, and very rarely hear no, and if it's no, hey, maybe try, can we try this way, and they have solutions, not problems. And I'm not dumb. I know the problem. Can you help me with a solution? And so that I've got a lot of that around here. And then obviously the community's been unbelievable. Our fan base has been great to me. My wife and I have really good friends here, and she grew up a block from Purdue Stadium. I mean, her dad started the Purdue Vet School. I mean, her mother was an instructor. All her brothers and sisters went to Purdue. I mean, it was. I mean, our daughter played there and went to school there. We remember one day we were walking one of our Goldens we had, and she said, this is the best place we've ever lived. I said, I agree. This is a great place to live, number one, and it's a great place to work, number two. And it's just I'm in this to win and to win championships and. Just have a chance to do that, and I'm good. Just give me an opportunity to do that. I'm good. We can do that here. And like you said, you're right. I'm not motivated. Everybody wants to make a good living. I get that. And I do too. I would, money's great, but it's not everything. And it doesn't drive me. What drives me is winning and being the best we can be, building teams, building men. And just the whole thing that football gives you, but I want to have an opportunity where you can advance and do the best you can be at a place, and I think this is a great place for that.
So, that's awesome.
I've been very happy with a lot of people. Why don't you go big time? I said big time is a state of mind. I think we are big time. What are you talking about? And so I embarrass people sometimes, but usually it's my friends from West Lafayette, from Purdue, and I said, what are you talking about? You've never been here. If you've ever been here, if you come watch us play, and the people come watch us and watch our league, they go, wow, that's really good football. I don't think we want to play you. I said, I wouldn't play us either if I were you, or anybody from our league for that matter. And because you're going to ask for, you might get more than you bargain for. So it's been a great setup for me, a great fit for me and my family, and I hope I've been a good fit for Illinois State.
I think that you have. Congratulations on the win against SEMO. Good luck against UC Davis. And I'm going to make the promise again. If you beat UC Davis, we're doing this again next week.
Okay. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah, I hope. No, that'd be great. And love talking to you, and you're a lot of fun. So appreciate what you do for athletics, and particularly Illinois State football.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.